A new cop in town. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The Senate has passed a bill that would allow the FDA to regulate tobacco. If this becomes law, and it looks like it will, everything changes. Tobacco companies must reveal all their ingredients. Banana and cinnamon flavors? Prohibited. Scarier warning labels. And absolutely no advertising to kids.
There's a message in this bill for those tobacco companies that have been preying on our children. There's a new cop on the beat.
Yes, indeed, Senator. But there is one thing that new cop on the beat won't be allowed to touch. Because the regulations don't simply regulate the tobacco companies. They also regulate the FDA, which, under this bill, would be banned from banning tobacco products and banned from banning nicotine. But wait a minute, you say. Isn't it the nicotine that keeps people smoking? What we have here is a regulation guaranteeing that even if your cigarette was responsibly advertised and no longer tastes like a banana, there will still be that little voice saying, "Smoke me." I don't say this out of cynicism. I just want to point out that we are regulating a deadly habit by, in fact, not banning the deadliest part. And that even with this get-tough law, those new FDA tobacco cops are not going to arrest you for smoking. Nor will we arrest the hardworking tobacco farmers for providing the raw material for an FDA-regulated product, which, when used as directed, will still kill you. So, can anybody tell me why pot is still illegal instead of being regulated and taxed? The Treasury could really use the money. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.